so that all nations everywhere may acknowledge the eternal God who makes the heavens and the earth. O Father, and we pray that they may grow further, Lord, to see the personal revelation of you sending Jesus Christ for the salvation of the human race. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. And we worship you, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And the only reason we live, O God, for eternity, is just to worship you, Lord. Take our worship, take our hearts even now, Lord. And make it what you want it to be. Father, to acknowledge your existence is one thing. To acknowledge our need and dependence on you is another. But most of all, God, to make a personal covenant with you is actually what you want, Lord. So we pray, O God, that you may move in our hearts and in our lives. That if there be any here who have no personal knowledge of a covenant with you, that you may draw us into that. That we may be willing to surrender our all. That we may be willing to allow you to bring brokenness into our life. That you may be willing, we may be willing, Lord, to allow your life to flow, that we may bear fruit to your glory in your timing. And Father, we realize that the only meaning of life on this earth is not to rule and reign, but to serve and to give. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was a king. And we realize that reigning with Jesus actually means serving with Jesus. So we ask, O God, that you give each one of us a servant's heart. That we seek to serve, O God. To serve others above self. We pray, O God, that you teach us to bear the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we may stand with you at the judgment of believers. And say that, O God, we have done our best. We have given our best. All for the sake of Jesus. That he may live through our lives, Lord, and for his glory. We thank you, Father, for your grace in our lives even now. Open our eyes, Lord, to know in a deeper way. In Jesus' name. Let's all arise. Sing. Thank you. When I look into your holiness, when I give, oh, we are made to worship him, let's worship him. Things that surround me become shadows in the light of you. Around me become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I was Calling forth. There's a businessman here. You're wearing a bluish colored shirt. You're having great financial problems. You haven't gone into a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus. You are also suffering from gastric problems, ulcers. And God wants to heal you and restore you tonight, sir. And as we call for that, there is a sister in the middle section wearing a greenish colored dress. And sister, you're having an infection on the lower part of your abdomen. God wants to heal you right now. A pain on the right side of the abdomen. And the person who is suffering from that is a sister on the right side of me on the auditorium. It's a recurring pain. Now I'm sensing a sister is an Indian sister, and you're having a bladder condition. Problem is cystitis. God wants to heal you of that condition. An elderly man in a white shirt, closer towards the back portion, about between 20 to 30 rows to the back there, from the back, with a certain growth and tumor problem in your head. God wants to touch and heal. A sister on the second seat next to the aisle on my left side, you're having migraine headaches, and God wants to heal you. He's calling for you. Sister Sing Chang, God calls you that you may receive from Him of the gift of healing that you have so desire and pray ask from Him. A sister named Teresa, and you are having an oppression over your head area. Just over the past week, you have a tremendous nightmare, and it seems to be a spiritual cause on your oppression that you feel. And God wants to set you free. Sinus problems that belong to a young man, age 27. God wants to heal you. You're wearing a light greenish shirt. God wants to heal and touch you even tonight. Let's continue worshiping our God even tonight. I worship. Now those of you whom we have called, And those of you with similar kind of conditions who have been called, we'd like you to come right up to the platform right now for God to touch and bring about the gift of healing He has for you. And while you're coming, we are going to continue to call the rest so that we could right away begin the ministry because of our time constraint. Right now, you're the one who has been called, or you have the same symptom that has been called, you come and receive the overflow. Right now, come to the platform very quickly, and pastors who are here, please come right up and stand here and minister together with me as we're going to keep calling for some more while these are coming. Because of time constraint, we've got to do both at the same time. Worship You. Come right up, stand there and lift up your hands and just concentrate on Jesus. And pastors, just come right up straight away and just quickly minister to them while the anointing is flowing right now over their lives. Even as you come and stand right up, the Holy Spirit's anointing begins to flow through your life right now. The Lord is revealing a man named Stephen. Stephen, who's wearing a reddish colored shirt, and you're having problems in your leg area. You have all kinds of pain on your legs. Stephen, who is wearing a reddish colored shirt, you come right up. Jesus wants to heal you of your leg condition right now. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. I worship You. A stomach condition, and this belongs to a sister Lai. A sister named Sister Lai, and you have a stomach condition. You are wearing a whitish colored dress, and God wants to heal you. Would you come right up? Jesus is calling for you too, right now. We thank You, Jesus. Close your eyes and lift up your hands to the Lord. Those of you who are here, God wants to heal you and bless you with His gifts. We thank You, Jesus. I've never heard of such a surname before, but there is a brother here, and your surname is Teng. I see the words T-N-G, Teng. And sir, you are having a condition of a back problem, and on your upper area of your neck, you have a tremendous infirmity and pain, stiff neck, that's what they call it. And God wants to heal you of that condition. You come right up and Jesus will heal you. Let's just keep worshiping the Lord. I worship You. A heart condition belongs to a man who is 58 years old. You are here tonight and you are seated on the left side here of the auditorium towards the back area. You're 58 years old and you have a heart condition, but you come right up for Jesus to repair and mend your heart. We thank You, Jesus. Yes. Right now, a sister who heard me call the other healing, but you also have a heart problem, but you have a palpitation of the heart. You're about 36, 37 years old in this vision, and God wants to heal you. You can come right up, sister. The Lord heard you call on Him just now and receive your healing. You come right up. I worship You. This is very strange, but a sister has a recurring, and you have a sinus problem for 2 years. For 2 years, you have it constantly, constantly, constantly. It's almost like every day you've been having that. And over a period of 2 years. It began after a sort of accident. And God is calling for you. He wants to heal you. You're here, you come right up. Jesus wants to heal and touch you tonight. I live is to worship. As we call, if you're the exact person described, you come right up. If you have a similar kind of problem, exactly the same, then only you come and receive the overflow. It must be exactly the same. Worship you.